This week on Minnesota Native News, updated state roadmaps will reflect new tribal land boundaries, White Earth is working to add 1,900 acres, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A Minnesota Court of Appeals recently confirmed that the State Department of Natural Resources has the ability to limit anglers' fish harvest on Lake Mille Lacs. A group of resort owners in the region called Save Mille Lacs Sport Fishing filed a lawsuit against the DNR saying walleye limits for anglers were hurting the walleye population and hurting their businesses. The group's website says it wants to discontinue the traditional Native American practice of gill netting. This court decision confirms that the DNR has the right to set fishing limits. The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe were not directly involved in the lawsuit. But Susan Clapple, the Mille Lacs Band Commissioner of Natural Resources and Environment, issued a statement saying, quote, "Our department works collaboratively with the Minnesota DNR and other tribal governments to manage the walleye population as well as the entire ecosystem of Lake Mille Lacs. These joint efforts are beginning to show positive results, but we must remain vigilant and continue to manage the lake with the long-term health of walleye population in mind," end quote. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is scheduled to release new roadmaps in the next month. One big change on these maps will be the location of tribal lands.
As they buy land and put it in the trust, their boundaries change on a regular basis.
Ed Fairbanks is tribal liaison with the State Department of Transportation.
We need to know where Indian country is, and the same thing with public safety, emergency response, and etc.
He says it's important for public agencies to know where tribes have primary jurisdiction. He says the Bureau of Indian Affairs keeps track of new tribal land, but there hasn't been a protocol for sharing that information with the state. Fairbanks says from here on out, MnDOT plans to work with the BIA and tribes to update the information every year. Speaking of expanding tribal lands, the White Earth Nation wants to add 1,900 acres to its tribal land holdings, but it's getting resistance from Clearwater County officials and the state legislature. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the story.
The plot of land surrounds Rice Lake in Clearwater County, and it's privately owned right now. White Earth Chairwoman Irma Visner says the tribe wants to put the land into trust for conservation.
The land is very, very valuable to us, because it is around the largest wild rice lake in that area. This land is for the conservation and protection of our wild rice.
So White Earth requested $2.2 million of legacy money from the Outdoor Heritage Fund to buy the land. But Clearwater County officials stood up against the deal. They said they don't want to lose the tax revenue the county receives from the current landowners. And they said they're concerned with how the tribe will manage the land. White Earth has already worked out a land management plan with the state DNR, and Chairwoman Visner says the county is discriminating against the tribe.
There are other cities and counties in that same bill who are taking land out of the tax rolls as well. And so it is just pure discrimination to object to a tribe to receive this land for conservation purposes.
When the funding proposal came before the State House of Representatives, Representative Steve Green repeated Clearwater County's concerns and successfully cut White Earth out of the bill. But it's not quite over yet. The state Senate and the governor need to approve the final funding bill. And Visner says she's spoken with Governor Dayton, and he has said he will veto the final bill if White Earth is not included. Calls to Governor Dayton's office for confirmation were not immediately returned. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
A statewide coalition is asking the legislature to step up the state's investment in Native language revitalization programs. Jennifer Hall is a coordinator with the Dakota Ojibwe Language Revitalization Alliance, or DOLRA. She says the group is focusing its request on early childhood language immersion programs.
Because to us, immersion is just the way to do it. The Hawaiians have been successful, the Maoris in New Zealand have been successful. So we really want to fund as many Ojibwe and Dakota immersion programs as possible.
Her message to legislators includes research suggesting Native children in Native language immersion programs have higher academic achievement and better health outcomes. Hall says over the next month, the group will request funding from the legislature. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.